Blog Talk Radio.
Do you understand me? Do you understand me? Do you understand me? Listen up, my baby, you can't take this no more. Do you understand me?
I love you, I do, but now it's time for you to go.
Do you understand me?
You're heavy on my heart, and that weight I just can't bear. The way you treat me, darling, it just ain't fair.
It just ain't.
Should I stay or should I go? Should I walk or should I talk? I've been feeling kinda low, and it's all because of you and the things you don't do. And I want to feel loved by you, so I cry out for your affection. And in your eyes, all I long to see is my reflection. So listen up, my baby, I can't take this no more.
Do you understand me?
I love you, I do, but now it's time for you to go.
Do you understand me?
You're heavy on my heart, and that weight I just can't bear. And the way you treat me, darling, it just ain't fair.
It just ain't.
I have found somebody else who treats me so much better than you do. Gives me everything I need, all my wants and desires. Blazes like the fire, does everything you don't, and pleases me in ways you won't. And when I look in her eyes, all I see is me with no surprise. Yeah, so listen up, my baby, I can't take this no more.
Do you understand me?
I love you, I do, but now it's time for you to go.
Do you understand
yeah,
me?
You're heavy on my heart, and that weight I just can't bear. And the way you treat me, darling, it just ain't fair. It just ain't. Listen up, my baby, I can't take this no more.
Do you understand me?
I love you, I do, but now it's time for you to go.
Do you understand
yeah,
me?
You're heavy on my heart, and that weight I just can't bear. The way you treat me, darling, it just ain't fair.
It just ain't. Do you understand me?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nike and co-host Jalen. We'd like to welcome you to our show, G-Spot. G-Spot, for those of you that do not know, is a show that we will now air every single Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern live. Basically, there is nothing that is taboo here. We'll be talking about issues that pertain to our LGBT community. You can call in and give your comments live, real, and strictly uninhibited. Jalen, are you there? Let's see. Let's make sure we have our co-host here so that she can talk with us.
Yes.
Okay. Tonight we're going to be covering the much-debated topic Defining Lesbian Roles and Categories. This is part one of a two-part series analyzing labels within the community of LGBT women. We certainly want you all to call in and express your comments, our questions. If you're going to call in, the call-in number is 646-378-1835. If you would like to listen to the show live, you can go to the actual website, which is blogtalkradio.com/spokenchaos. So that's blogtalkradio.com/spokenchaos, spokenchaos. And I'm going to start off right, Jalen.
Yes, ma'am. You are.
you know, in our community, we have so many labels. There's those that choose to be labeled, and then we have those that say that they don't like to go by any labels whatsoever. But at the end of the day, you fit into some type of category, whether you would like to admit that you do or not. So
we're going to
start off just open dialogue about the categories. And this was published by a lady by the name of Natalie Simone, and she wrote this a few years ago, many, many years ago. I was young. I was just coming into the life when I happened to read this. So,
yeah, me too.
Jalen dug this back up so that we could have it for the show tonight. And the first one that we're going to cover tonight, and what we'll do is we'll read off the category, and then we're just going to talk a little bit about it. So the first one is the Touch Me Not Butch. This is usually the type of dyke that has gender identity disorder. She wants to be a man. She takes on the very dominant role in the relationship, the male role to be exact. She dresses like a man and acts like a man. There is nothing feminine about her. She is sometimes more of a man than some men. In bed, she will only want to make love to her woman using a strap-on. She will not want her woman to touch her breast or her vagina, go down on her, or provide her with any type of pleasure. She wants to do all the pleasuring. She will not want a woman to touch her breast, etc., because it reminds her that she is a woman. So what do you think about that, Jalen?
Well, damn. I know that when I was first coming into the life, I wanted to be not just how I felt comfortable, but I wanted to be what I thought would attract the most amount of women, okay? And this Touch Me Not Butch was my attempt to be a for real stud, okay? Notice I said my attempt, okay? It seems a little too just rough for me, you know. I'm just that's not me, you know. I think some of the people that I know that fit this category do have identity issues.
Okay,
and
so here's my question. When you talk about the Touch Me Not Butch, this is the woman that oftentimes she can go inside of a male bathroom and you look at her, she's often mistaken for men. This is how a lot of homophobic people like to view lesbians, as this Touch Me Not Butch that walks around, looks like a man, acts like a man, talks as a man, can pass as a man. In saying that a Touch Me Not Butch, sometimes they are more often than not, they fall into the role of having gender identity disorder. So I remember you and I were talking about this before, and what I stated was that it's sort of hard for me to classify gender identity disorder and homosexuality within the same categories, because I feel that to have gender identity disorder means that you're not agreeing that you are a person of a person that loves the same sex, you believe that you are to be a completely different sex than what you are, whether you actually have the operation or not. So I feel like to say that you have gender identity disorder takes you out of the category of lesbian or homosexuality altogether.
Okay, so then here's my thing. Are the women that are attracted to just a for real hardcore ass butch, are they real lesbians?
I would say yes, because the lesbian has the ability to be so versatile.
Wait. Don't you remember, Miss Lady, you said real lesbians want to eat pussy.
Okay, I did say that. However, we are going to get into those films that often date those touch me not butches and are completely satisfied with them. But the majority of females do not want, lesbians do not want to be with someone that does not want to be touched. But you know, we do have a category for those films that do like that type that we are going to get into.
Yeah. I had to, I had to learn that the hard way that, a touch me not stud is just not what I am. Shoot. I must admit, I like a little bit of,
Well, at the end of the day, pleasure is pleasure. Don't get me wrong. I do understand that you can get pleasure from all different ways. However, I mean, you do have to be able to give a little bit and get back a little bit. But like I said, it works for some people. But for me, to say that if this is the type of woman that usually has a gender identity disorder, to me, it's just a conflict, because I feel like a gender identity disorder is just really not, doesn't fall within the homosexual range. Matter of fact, I think that should be its own, that should fall within its own category by itself, not heterosexual, homosexual.
Well, you're actually not the first person to say that. I did a little bit of research before the show, and I found that there's actually been a lot of people who've made that same argument that have said that, with hard studs, with butches or touch me not studs, getting with femmes, it's like a mockery of a heterosexual relationship.
Mm-hmm.
In that, you're not comfortable with being a woman who loves a woman, a same-sex loving person, and instead you want to mimic the heterosexual culture. And so, a lot of theorists and feminists have said that, just as you said, that's not really lesbianism. That's something else.
Right.
That's some old other type stuff.
I agree with that. Callers, what do you think? If you agree or disagree with us, or maybe you dated someone that was a touch-me-not, how did you feel about it? I really would love to hear if you've been in a long-term relationship with a touch-me-not butcher stud. How did that go? How did the relationship work? Did it affect your relationship? You can give us a call.
Or if you are a touch-me-not stud.
Oh, absolutely. If you are a touch-me-not stud, we definitely want to hear from you. Remember, this is a two-part show, so if you don't have a chance to call in tonight and you listen to this throughout the week, we will be going into part two of this show next week, next Thursday, at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But if you're here tonight and you want to call in, the call-in number is 646-378-1835. And Jalen, you're going to go ahead and go into the next category.
Yes, next category, which I have a personal attachment to, is called the New Age Stud / the Soft Stud. And Natalie Simone describes this stud as, she also takes on the dominant role in the relationship. She, however, does not mind her woman touching her body or giving her head, etc. She likes to be pleasured in bed by her woman. She is the dominant party in bed and is usually, if not always, on top. She will use a strap-on occasionally in bed, but it is not necessary to the lovemaking. She just does it for added spice. She can either dress very masculine or she can sometimes be androgynous. On rare occasions, like meeting the parents for the first time or going to an important job interview, she can dress like a femme for very short periods of time. We lesbians will always be able to spot her, even if she's just faking the femme role, because she cannot get rid of the walk or the talk. So what do you think about that, Nike?
Yes, ma'am. Ooh, yes, ma'am. I must admit, I like that type right there. I am a more feminine identifying woman myself. However, so I love a woman that takes on the dominant role in a relationship and can maintain it. Because to assume a dominant role in a relationship, you have to be mature enough and grounded enough to maintain that dominant role without thinking that to be dominant means dominating, because it's two different things. But the New Age stud, it is the way they walk. It is the way that they talk. You see these girls on the basketball court. You see these girls in the mall. It's the type that you could look at as you're walking down the street and you instantly know, that one right there. And you'll get that, you know, they'll look at you, you look at them, and you sort of get that eye contact going on. And it's regardless of that person, that female could be dressed femme for the moment, or she could be walking around. I mean, she could be androgynous. It just really doesn't matter. You sort of, it's just their aura about them. These are what I like to call my, they said a New Age stud or a soft stud. I just call them aggressive women because that's who I feel that they are. And they are certainly, certainly spicy. I like that this type of woman likes to be pleasured in bed by her woman. So she can give it as well as she can get it. And using a strap-on isn't necessary, but it's something that she likes to do for spice. I love that.
You know, one of the things that I think about the New Age stud is that I think sometimes are a bit more comfortable in our skin than other types of studs, simply because we are okay with going with the flow. You know what I mean? And so I think the type of woman that makes that allows herself to be pleasured in bed is okay with being vulnerable in that environment. And usually those type of women have a bit more self-confidence all around, I find. You know, some of my friends that are touch me not studs, it's like they're always trying to prove themselves, you know, as being either harder than me or harder than the guy that we're sitting next to, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So I'm with you, like I said, this, I have a personal attachment to this New Age stud because, you know, that's
okay,
me.
So I have a real question here where it says that she will use her strap on occasionally in bed. See, that brought me back to something. Okay, what I find is that the New Age stud is like it's an attachment, but she doesn't feel as if it is a part of her. Where a lot of touch-me-not butches, women walk around.
Oh, God.
They walk around in their strap-on all day. They use the bathroom in it. They wear it to bed.
Wait, hold on.
How the hell? They move it. Here's the thing. A lot of the touch me nots that I came across, they use that strap on as if it is literally their thing. I mean, they seldom take it off. You see it when they're walking down the street. You see this girl with this big old bulge in the front of her. So I mean, what is up with that? I don't get that. I don't get what is the need. And then I've heard, you know, oh, well, I got to always be ready, you know? And so I just need to know, just, you know, because it said, like, the New Age stud, she really doesn't need to. She'll do it occasionally. But what's up with these chicks that wear it 24/7?
I mean, hell, you might need to be prepared. You know, there are a lot of, I'm not going to go into that, but there are, I'm sure they have their explanations. I'm sure they have their reasons. That's why we need to hear from you. You touch me not studs, you new age studs, you whoever. We need to hear from you.
Yeah, definitely so. Going into the next category. Yeah, this one. No, you know, because I am, as I get old, a little bit older, I am, you know, I'm learning exactly who I am. But at one time when I was younger, you could not tell me that this is not who I was, because I just knew that this is who I was. Hence, I said at one time. But the next category is called the femme stud. This is the type of dyke that is very dominant and all boy in her thinking. She, however, has no problem rocking a short, tight hairstyle that would make any femme jealous, or she might wear it long. She will wear baggy clothes and dress boyish in the streets, but occasionally she will do the femme thing. These are the type of studs that rule corporate America. She would throw on a Jones of New York like it's nothing, but still have an unmistakable boy edge. She is so fly that even men are drawn to her charms, even though she is obviously gay. She is similar to the New Age stud in bed.
So okay. Wait, is this like the Hillary Clinton type stud?
Did you just say the Hillary Clinton?
I'm just trying to figure out.
Oh, you are a pure nut, the Hillary Clinton. That is just so funny. You know.
Yes, that's the Clinton stud.
I'm not messing with you on that one. When I think this, I think Layla Ali. I mean, I know that she's married and everything, but to me, she just always has that swagger about her that just, I look at her in these dresses and I'm going, you family, you can't tell me any different.
That's because her damn biceps are bigger than the average dude's. You're looking at her arms and all her muscles. You're not, that girl is not gay.
There is, of course she's not gay, or so they say, but there's nothing wrong with her. I mean, once again, I like that, especially, actually, but you know what, going into something else, I want to know how do women feel like dating those type of women? Usually the stud is the one that takes on the dominant role in a relationship, and the femme stud does assume the dominant role in a relationship. However, she does have the ability to flip back and forth between being very studly and being just as feminine as she wants to be. She's the type of woman that when you're getting your nails done, she's sitting in a chair getting her toes pedicured, and she's in the back getting her eyebrows arched. These are the women. She's dominant. However, she's just as much of a lady as you are when she wants to be. So how do you feel about the more feminine studs, and especially about the part where, you know, that says that she's still hit on by men. If you are a femme and you've dated a femme stud, how did you feel when, you know, you see a guy that's hitting on your woman trying to get her number? What did that make you feel like? If you're listening via the website and you want to call in, the call-in number is 646-378-1835. You can certainly call in to talk to us. And if you're on the call line and you want to know what the website is, it's blogtalkradio.com/spokenchaos. And like I said, this is just part one of a two-part show, because we are definitely going to basically, we're going to try and get out as much as possible this episode so that next week we can have you all call in and we really want to talk with you and know what it is that you think. Jalen, you have anything to add on to that?
No, I mean, that was just so eloquently said, and so, you know, I don't have anything else.
I don't know why I deal with you. Mm-hmm. And the next category?
The next category is the pseudo-stud, a.k.a. the I wish I was hard stud, okay? Now, this is the type of stud that is a pretender. She is hard in the streets and around her boys and femme women that she is not dating. When she goes home to her femme, she drops the whole thing, okay? She drops the whole facade. Her girl takes control and usually dominates her in bed. She may even allow her girl to use a strap on her seat. Okay. Anyway, her woman might sometimes wonder who the femme really is in the relationship. This type of stud may also have a secret attraction to femme studs, soft studs, and in some cases, butches. A lot of white dykes fall in this category. You see them walking around holding hands, butch with butch. On rare occasions, you see them in the black community. You know the type of couples where you are constantly wondering, who's the daddy? Okay? This type of stud should have her stud card revoked. Wow. Okay. I'm going to let you go first.
Okay. Well, okay, so... Let me start by saying, first of all, we're talking about just the different definitions. Just by, you know, we always talk about labels within the community, what we are and what we aren't, and we are using this article that Natalie Simone wrote on her version of what the labels are, and a lot of the women that I know, they do and they don't fit into some of these categories. More often than not, a lot of women I know, they do actually fit into the categories. It's not something personally that we may felt, you know, wrote or we don't agree with everything that was said, but we definitely feel like it is definitely worthy of being heard. So that's definitely why we're just going through it. Now, to talk about this one, go back, and I have to go back because I got to read back over this. This is a type of stud that is a pretender. She is hard in the streets and around her boys and film women that she is not dating. When she goes home to her femme, she drops the facade. Her girl takes control and usually dominates her in bed. She may even allow her girl to use a strap on her. Okay, here's the thing. I don't have as much of a problem with that, actually. I really don't. The problem that I have is the pretender. You know, I don't feel like you should have to pretend to be anybody that you're not. So, I mean, I can appreciate a woman that has the ability to be rough and thuggish and hard in the streets if that is who she is, yet when she comes home, she's willing to totally submit and be vulnerable to me. I can appreciate and love that in a woman. My first question, though, is, are you pretending? Are you being somebody that you are not? Because if you're being somebody that you're not, then that means that you're not being a real you, and that's the first problem. And the second problem that I pretty much have is, as far as, like I said, if you're going to be the dominant role in a relationship, if you're going to pull out that stud card in a relationship, then you have to be able to walk in those shoes. You can't just put them on and stand there in them knowing damn well that they're too big, and every time you go to walk, you actually fall, because that's what happens when you step into something that you're not. You put on, you know, shoes that's too large for you to fill, and it ends up destroying a relationship. So I really don't have that much of a problem with the woman that can sort of, you know, is really hard in the streets yet really soft at home with her girl. I mean, even with the she may even allow her girl to use a strap on her, I didn't know that it was anything wrong with that. I mean, I didn't know that you couldn't use a strap on a stud. Is that, like, something that I hadn't heard about?
I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it's something, I don't know. Shit. I think that
What is your take on
that? You know what? That's not for me. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I can't say that, you know, it's not cool for somebody else to like that. But I know that that's not for me. Although I don't think that my dominance in the bedroom is what determines whether or not I'm dominant outside of the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something that I would.
Right, it's not something
with.
That you would date. Of course, a lot of these we're talking about more aggressive women. You wouldn't date more aggressive women, period. But,
no, but I'm saying I wouldn't be the type of woman that lets my woman use a strap on me. I don't.
Okay, here's my thing. Wait a minute. So here's my question. You just said you're not the type of woman that would allow your woman to use a strap on you, right?
Right.
What if it was something that she wanted to do?
If it was something that she wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
I mean, real talk, Nike, real talk.
Yes, Jalen.
That would be really hard for me to, I don't know.
So, yes, for you studs that's out there, I absolutely, positively have to know. If your girlfriend wanted to use a strap on you, you have to let me know. Would you be willing to allow your femme girlfriend to strap you? I got to know that. If you don't call into the show make sure you call in next week. As a matter of fact, if you hear this show in the middle of the week, you can email me personally. My email address is SpokenChaos, SpokenChaos, at gmail.com. So that's gmail.com. So you have to, please, if you are a stud and your feminine girlfriend wanted to strap you, would you let her? I don't see nothing wrong with it.
That's because you're a femme. You don't understand. You know what? Maybe I am not a real lesbian because I only prefer films. Okay.
No.
But hear me out. See, I only prefer films, and I'm the dominant one in the relationship. Now, I'm not a touch me not stuff, but I am. I'm rather masculine. Okay. Now, I feel like. That's like a woman wanting to stick a husband in a booty with a strap on.
Hmm.
Like, that's kind of...
He may like it. But
he may like it.
Here's my thing. I guess my thing is that when we say... Here's my thing. And I'm going to make sure that we can... I mean... My thing is, when we talk about who we are as lesbian women, we always say, it's not about the sex, it's not about the sex, it's not about the sex. However, we are willing to define ourselves by what we will and will not do sexually. So if it's not just about the sex, then how are you not willing to explore boundaries with your partner if that is who you are committed to in a relationship with and attempting to satisfy?
See, I'm willing to explore and let my woman go over any freaking boundary she wants to, except that one.
Okay, that's you. That's I understand that. There's,
that's my thing. It's like, you know how certain films say, okay, you can, you know, my stud can use a strap on me, but don't do it in my booty. that's kind of how that is.
Okay. If you have comments, please call into the show next week. We are going to talk about them. For my films that is out there listening to this show, please do not worry. We have you down packed too. We have some categories for you all. We're just going in the order that we have them here. And a lot of the stud women are first. So for my film ladies, keep listening, okay, because it's going to get good. And we're going to talk about you ladies, too. The next category we're going to talk about is we just came from talking about the I Wish I Was Hard stud, but now we're going to talk about the fake butch. This is usually a femme who wants to attract other femme women by dressing like a butch or stud. She will act the hard role, but her heart is not in it. She is only doing it to attract a femme. When they get involved with a femme, they usually can't keep up the pretense and eventually bitch out once they're comfortable enough in the relationship. Jalen?
Well, I don't know what to say about this. I think that kind of goes hand in hand with the pseudo stud, you know, the I Wish I Was Hard stud, you know, in that this person is a pretender. As a matter of fact, I think the line, you know, this is the type of stud that is a pretender, should really go with this fake butch category instead of the I Wish I Was Hard stud. Because this is obviously a woman who is pretending, you know. She's not comfortable and confident enough in her own style and swagger to believe that she can attract the type of woman that she wants, you know, with that. And so she pretends to get, you know, that woman. And I don't really think that that's cool, but, you know, to each his own. I actually wanted to, I was thinking, just as you started reading this, why is it that so many of these categories are given to lesbians of color, particularly black lesbians? I'm not very familiar with Latino and Asian lesbians, but I know that black lesbians are all about, well, no, some black lesbians are all about these categories, you know, and, you know, a lot of times you see white studs, two of them, chilling, kissing, all together.
And they be kissing.
And they be mushing. they be mushing. And, you know, black studs or black films will see them and say, ugh, that's so gay.
Yep, they sure will.
Last time I checked, boo-boo, you, you know, you still fam, right? You know, so I just wanted to throw that in there. But what do you think about this fake butch
person? I agree with you. I agree with everything that you said. I think that a lot of people, a lot of females, when they're first coming into the life, I think they sort of slip into this until they find out who they are. Because here's the thing. It is much easier to attract a woman if you are a stud. And the reason why I say that is because if you are a stud, you are easily identifiable. I can look at you and I can say, hey, there's a gay woman right there. So when you dress that role, you attract exactly what it is that you're trying to attract, which is gay women. Whereas when you're a feminine woman, it is harder for us to let others know, you know, I'm gay, I like women. And you sort of get stuck into dating those that know you on a more intimate level than just being able to see somebody out in the street, you know what I'm saying, and say, hey, you know, come talk to me, because they can't look at you and identify you. So a lot of females that's not necessarily a stud do dress that way to attract that attention. Now, I think it does become a problem because you're stepping into shoes that you can't fill. And if you have a feminine woman that's looking to date if you have a feminine woman that's in a life and she's looking to date a true stud, you know, down the line, your relationship may have problems, all right? I mean, she may grow into something. She the fake butch, as we call her, she may grow into, you know, those pants that's a little too large, or eventually she may decide, you know what, I need to take these pants back off until she not just get comfortable in a relationship, but until she gets comfortable with herself. Once she gets comfortable with herself, then I think that she'll be able to, you know, walk into exactly who she is. I don't know too many females that started out that way and is still acting that way.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny when I was living down in Mississippi for a while. There were so many people there that, like, you know, the conversation would go, yeah, you know, let's say, you know Ty? And they'd be like, Ty? Who is Ty? They're like, remember Ty, she started out as a femme and then she became a stud, but she went back to being a femme like probably about 2 months ago. Remember, she started dating Lakeisha. They're like, oh, yeah. Because
okay.
I used to want to be with her when she was a stud, but now she's a femme. I don't want to.
You know what? I cannot lie. I cannot not. I know this girl in New York, and she was very, I mean, like I said, I'm versatile, so I'm not even going to speak on myself because I don't want to talk about the category that I feel I fit into before we actually get to it, so I'm not going to talk on it, but all I can say was I was attracted to her. She was aggressive. She was more of the, she was a new age stud, but she had some of that femme stud in her, but she was always studdish. So I would see this girl, and she would have on her fits, and, you know, she would have her swagger on, and, you know, she was always walking around with her basketball and her Tims, and she'd have on her sports band on her, you know, around her head and her wrist, and she was just real, you know, this was a Brooklyn chick. She was just like El Boogie. She was real good. Okay. So, you know, I used to enjoy, I was dating one girl, and she was dating another girl, which was best friends with the girl that I was dating. So, you know, they eventually broke up, and so it was a while before I saw her again. When I saw this girl again, she had on a pair of boots, I remember the outfit to a T, so funny. It was in a winter, and she had on a pair of the black leather boots that came up to her knee with a pair of skin-tight black jeans, and she had on a cream sweater, and she had on a fitted little, you know, baby jacket on top of that. And I remember just looking, I mean, my initial thought was, damn, she got a lot of ass, but I'm just saying. But then I went, that was my initial thought. But then I went, okay, wait, hold up, wait a minute. You know, it's like that chick that you knew that was gay, now she's dating men, you know, and then you find out she's gay again. It was just like, whoa, wait a minute. What? Aren't you a stud? You know, and
yeah.
Then I saw her then. How about I saw her a few years later, and she was a stud again. And then I ran into her at the pier 1 year for Pride, and she had her nipples out. She had on a little tight little skirt thing. It was just like she just flip-flopped back and forth a lot, and it was just taking me through all type of loops. So I was just like, ooh, wow, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's deep.
Trust me,
yeah.
it was different talking to her. That's all I can say.
With the stripper boots on.
Yeah, I mean, she had a lot of booty, so I was impressed. But I was just like, you know, I just really didn't get that, you know. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that she was doing it just to attract a film, but I think she fell into the next category. How about you tell them about that, and I think that we'll all agree that sort of was what she fell into.
Yes. The next category is the versatile dyke, a.k.a. the lost somewhere in between dyke. This word dyke is really messing
me
up, you
all.
But, hey, we're going to flow with it because this is what we're reading. But please know that we do not like the word dyke. It seems so.
I have to agree with you. It's just something about the word dyke, and I know this is really off topic, but we got some time to spare here. I don't like the word dyke. I just don't feel like that's a word that we should use to describe ourselves when it has, you know, such negative things attached to it. I just don't like that word. But once again, as we told you all at the beginning of the show, this is not something that we've written. This was written by a lady by the name of Natalie Simone. And this is her version of dyke categories as she described it. And the reason why we are reading it is because it does, we know a lot of women that fit in between this or within these categories of women that call themselves someone there. So that is why we're reading this. So you can go ahead and talk about the next category.
All right. This is the type of dyke that constantly keeps the masses guessing. Is she stud? Is she femme? Sometimes when you see her out, she is dressed totally femme. Yet other times, she does the tomboy slash soft butch thing. She is attracted to good-looking butch types, but just as attracted to stunning femmes. She likes what is pleasing to her eyes. When she is with a butch, she acts like the submissive part and is totally femme. She does not do soft studs slash new age studs that often because they can't keep her in check like a butch can. When she is with a femme, she acts the dominant role and will occasionally do the soft stud thing if a woman wants it like that. In bed, she can be submissive or dominant, whatever she is called on to be. Don't be misled by this one, however. Homegirl can work a strap or her tongue just as well as any butch or soft stud can. Nike, what you got to say?
Yeah, I totally think that is the category that she fell in. I'm mad at it. Like I said, to each its own. But I feel that, yeah, absolutely. There was no denying that she had the ability to flip flop between, you know, she was able to go back and forth pretty easily, you know. So for me, you know, being who I was, it's not who I am, it's not something I can necessarily do, but she was able to do it without any problem, and I didn't have any problem with it. It just was very, you know, interesting to see her one way and with someone one time and just with someone at another time. And I see here one of the listeners put, just like young blacks don't feel that the N-word is derogatory. That is true. A lot of young blacks are, a lot of people in general don't feel that the word is derogatory when using it amongst each other, only when someone outside uses it. But the same way I feel about the N-word, I also feel about the dyke word. I don't feel like it's something that we should use to describe each other at all. A negative or derogatory word is just what it is, regardless of who use it, you know. You can't paint something up and have it, even if you paint it up, it always will be exactly what it is.
That is so true. I remember when I came out to my mom, really when my mama told me that she knew that I was gay, but she called me a dyke. And I had to, like, tell her, you know, hey, you know, even though she does have lesbian tendencies, you are not a lesbian, and therefore I do not feel comfortable with those words coming out of your mouth. You all, Nike knows, but I think my mom might be gay. She's got
lesbian
tendencies.
Her mom has very lesbian tendencies and lots of lesbian friends.
Yeah, she does. She does. And she hangs around a lot of gay men, too. So, anyway, but, you know, this word dyke is really crazy. I know back to my residency in Mississippi, that is the way that they, like, that's the way that they refer to lesbians. You know, they don't call gay women lesbians. You are a dyke. You know, when I first moved down there, I remember my boss asked me one day, she said, can I ask you a question? I was like, sure. She said,
no, she
are you a dyke? And I said, what? You know, I'm like, is your mama a dyke? You know, don't come at me like that. But she didn't mean it with any malice or anything. But some people are ignorant to the fact that dyke is a derogatory word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, like the listener said, it's like the N word. Definitely like the N word.
I absolutely agree with you on that. So, tonight what we've gone over so far, if you're just tuning in, we were talking about the different lesbian categories. There is a total of, I believe, 12 categories that's listed here. This is a two-part segment. The first part, we were talking about the more aggressive identifying women. We have two-part. It may turn into three, just depending on what we get back from you listeners. We are certainly looking to hear everything it is that you have to say about it. I mean, we've asked some questions and we've said some things this, this segment. So, I mean, some of them you may agree with, others you may not. We just want your input. This G-spot is strictly uninhibited, and it's here for you. We're going to talk about the things that other people are not out there talking about. For our LGBT artists, give us a call. We want to feature you on the show. We want to have you come in and give our listeners a chance to know that we are not just having sex and watching TV shows. We're actually talking about things and doing things. So running down the categories that we did talk about tonight, we talked about the touch me not butch, which was summed up by saying that this is generally the type of woman that may or may not have a gender identity disorder, but she often does not want to be touched by her woman. We then went to the new age stud, which is a woman that doesn't mind being pleasured by her woman in bed, but she is usually the one on top. She, on rare occasions, she can dress like a femme for a short period of time, but you'll always know her even when she's in that femme role because she can't get rid of her stud walk or talk. We followed that by going into the femme stud category, which talks about a woman that's all boy and dominant in her thinking. However, she has no problem basically throwing on that Jones of New York and rocking out corporate America. I have mad respect for those type of women because they sort of know that regardless of anything, they got to get the job done. Matter of fact, a lot of them are real sexy at that femme stud thing going on. But anywho, then we talked about the I wish I was hard stud, the type of woman that is a pretender. This is the type of woman that's hard on the streets and in front of her boys and other feminine women that she's not dating, but when she goes home, it's actually her feminine girlfriend that's in control. They said that this is the type of stud that also likes to date other femme studs or soft studs, and they said that this is the type of woman that, actually what they said was that a lot of white lesbians fall within this category. I really want to hear what you guys have to say about that because it is very taboo within the African-American community for two studs to be dating each other. Leaving that, we talked about the fake butch, which was basically the type of woman that will simply dress like a butch or stud so that other feminine women could be attracted to her. But once in a relationship, she can't keep up the role, and she actually goes back to her more feminine ways. And we followed up and we're ending it with the lost somewhere in between lesbian, and that's basically the type that keeps the masses guessing. Is she stud? Is she femme? Sometimes she's one, sometimes she's another. She's equally attracted to stud and femmes, and she knows how to play her submissive and her dominant role. I mean, to me, that's like the bisexual stud, I think. It's like they call it the lost somewhere in between stud, but I think I want to call that the bisexual stud. Not bisexual stud, but the bisexual stud, just in that she has the ability to date femmes and studs. But yes.
She plays both sides of the fence.
Absolutely. Absolutely, she really does. We will be airing our next live segment of G-Spot will be next Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's January the 17th at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to email your thoughts about the show, send in an email to spokenchaos@gmail.com. That's spokenchaos at gmail.com. And we'll definitely talk about whatever it is that you say. If you listen to this segment anytime throughout the week, are you listening to it now? You're calling in. Please go on to the website and leave your comments. Put a rating on the show. We need your ratings. We have a lot of you calling in and listening and downloading the show, so I definitely appreciate that. I know that you all want us to be here, but we need you to show Blog Talk Radio that you want us to be here, and they want to see our ratings. At the end of the day, it's about the bottom line. So we need you to leave comments about the show. We need you to download us as much as possible and to rate the show. Just let us know, and that way we'll know if it's something that you want us to come back to or not. I'm going to let Jalen just say a piece, and we only have a few minutes, but before we go off the show tonight, I want to let you know about a young lady that is that we recently came in contact with. Her name is Lover of the Keys. This woman, so we opened up the show with one of her tracks, and Jalen actually emailed me her information, and you can find her at myspace.com/Lover of the Keys, and Keys is spelled right, K-E-Y-S, not a Z. So we are going to end the show with her, but we also want you to go check her out, give her love, give her support. Jalen?
I also wanted to add, we've got a lot of different show ideas, but because we want to represent you all, the listeners, we need you to give us some feedback and let us know what kind of things do you want us to talk about? What kind of things do you want to hear, you know, another perspective on? You can give Nike an email. You can send her an email at spokenchaos@gmail.com. That's spoken, S-P-O-K-E-N, chaos, @gmail.com. And, let us know what is it that, you know, you want us to explore in depth. Because, you know, Nike and I, we can talk about anything for a long time, too. We actually had a little debate on whether or not we were going to make this a 1 hour or 2 hour show tonight, because we knew that we had a lot to say. So please do that. Give us our feedback. Let Blog Talk know that you like us, you love us, you want more of us, all that good stuff. And Nike, it's back on you.
All right. We're going to be closing it out. Like I said, we're going to air the next track from Lover of the Keys. You can get in touch with her at myspace.com/Lover of the Keys. And you can reach me at MySpace, too, which is myspace.com/JustChaos, JustKhaos. And this is Nike and Jalen, your hosts of G-Spot. And we want to say enjoy the track, and thank you for tuning in for another episode. See you next week.
Can you come and play a game with me, baby? It's called Lay It Down on Me, Baby. No directions, there are no rules. I'm your principal and this is my school. This kind of game takes all night to play. Then we'll have you saying things you would never say. Don't be scared, love, just take my hand, babe. Close your eyes and hold me tight, it's time to play. Let me touch you there. Can I kiss you here? I love how you're rubbing my back while our bodies are close and near. Damn, you sound so sexy. Your lips are to girl in my ears.
Blog Talk Radio.